Welcome to the January 2022 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. As you well know, this is Robert. I am your support person, your facilitator, your instructor, your resource go-to individual if you have any issues or questions or need some support for your journey down the road to recovery from a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease or other neurological challenges. First, I want to respond to a question that I received in an email earlier today from Bill. Here's the question. Are there any techniques for taming tremors brought on by temporary or situational stress? It seems like the tremor attacks that I experience are out of proportion to the actual scope of the stress. Is there any way to calm this exaggerated response down? After meditating on how I might offer the best suggestions for you, I've got the following suggestions. First of all, the key is to focus on addressing the response to the stress. We really are not able to manage what stresses we encounter in life. So the key is to realize it's the response to the stress that really makes a big difference. If you focus on the symptom that is specifically the tremor, it's going to get worse. You're just going to, you know, sort of put fuel to the fire, so to speak. Now, what can we do about reducing the response to stress? Well, I've got a whole series of suggestions in my online course, which is called Taming Tremors. But the two suggestions that I think I've got for you that you can do right now and get started with, and I think find some wonderful relief, happen to be the following. The first is get a bowl where you can insert both hands into the bowl, put some ice cubes in there, get the water really cold, and then when you are in that very stressful temporary situation, insert both of your hands into the cold water. Soak your hands with the cold water. Hold them in there as long as you can, as long as it's tolerable. So we're talking 10 seconds, 15 seconds, or some of you maybe 30 seconds or 45. Surprisingly, what happens is this resets the whole neurological system, turns down that sympathetic and supports the parasympathetic. So cold water splashes make a big difference. I suggest if you have a lot of those temporary stress encounters, put the bowl of water in your refrigerator so you don't have to take a bowl out, put water in, and then put ice cubes in and wait. So if you have the bowl in your refrigerator cold all the time, you can open up your refrigerator door. You could put your hands right directly into the bowl. You don't even have to take the bowl out of the refrigerator. Keep the door open for 15 seconds or so, and I think you'll discover, surprisingly, that that really does make a huge difference. The second suggestion is one concerning breath, and this is one, again, that's a winner. So when you've got that temporary stress condition or situation, let me suggest that what you do is you focus on your breath, and the key is breathe through your nose, take a shorter in-breath than you do an out-breath. So make sure the out-breath is longer than the in-breath. That usually, or I should say really always, institutes a nice relaxation effect throughout the entire body. So when you are able to address issues with your own response to stress using these two very simple methods, I think you'll discover that you can get some really wonderful relief from the symptoms that are all of a sudden flaring up because of the temporary stressful situation. For those of you that like to be able to get lots of other ways to tame your tremors, I do have the Tame Tremors course, and I want everybody to know who's a member that if you enter the coupon code on the registration page, the course registration page of Succeed, S-U-C-C-E-E-D, Succeed, there's an automatic 50% tuition discount, which is permanent. So as you might want to continue to re-enroll in the course every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, you still take advantage of that 50% tuition discount. So again, that's the Tame Tremors course. It's an online course, so you've got the advantage of being able to get access to that 24 hours a day. And me as the instructor when you need to have some additional support, you can just contact me, and I'm happy to be there for you. Finally, I want to remind everybody that on the radio show page on your member websites, there are two wonderful interviews that I've conducted on the radio show this last month. One of them with Michael, it had to do with an incredible array of the kind of research they're doing at a basic level, trying to figure out, well, how can you reverse aging? And, of course, address chronic health conditions. So they're doing some really remarkable research. It's very preliminary, but there's some encouraging results. If you're thinking, oh, there's just no going to be any solutions from a medical perspective, I think if you listen to that set of questions and the responses that he provides, you'll get really encouraged to realize that some people remarkably are doing some work that I think is going to make a big difference over the long run. And second of all, there is an interview that I have done that I think is also quite wonderful. It's Carl Sterling. Carl has an actual clinic, a hands-on clinic. He also does virtual instruction for people. But he really has some marvelous, really marvelous suggestions for persons who are experiencing Parkinson's symptoms. The interview is about 45 minutes long. It's well worth listening to each and every minute of his discussion. I've actually, when I do interviews, I always want to extract the gems and insert those as it might be relevant in my online courses. And I found that most of what he discussed, I was able to edit and then actually insert into the online courses because the information is golden. So both of those interviews are available on your radio show plays. Please take advantage of those. I think you'll be really delighted to discover the wonderful and amazing suggestions that he has to offer. Now, what I'd like to do right now and today is something that is really very, very special. I've had some wonderful conversations with Dr. Vanna Powell, and Vanna has some really wonderful information about a new platform that offers a combination of sound and light as healing. Now, we've had and we've certainly covered interviews over the last couple of decades of people who do light therapy. We've had interviews with people who do sound therapy. This particular website is really amazing in that it's combining the best of what we know about energetic healing, which, of course, is, I think I want to say, the medicine of the future. So, Vanna, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So tell everybody about what you have discovered and what you are doing here with this new discovery.
Well, the discovery is that had electricity went off about 30 minutes ago, and I had to do a reset of the electricity, and it came back on. So I'm not in a snowstorm. I'm in Austin, Texas. And let me see, I'm trying to, excuse me just a moment. Oh, there it is. I had to reboot my computer here again. As a doctor, I'm a doctor of education administration. I'm not a medical doctor, but I've served in the public schools, and my main objective is educating people and helping people as much as I can. So I want to present you with a type of scanning technology that I'm not the originator of it, but I found out about it. But I just have to tell you that I had a medical wellness exam done by a physician, a caregiver, and my results was not back yet, but I had a scan that I'm going to tell you about. And when I saw that scan, I went, uh-oh, I'm going to have some cholesterol concerns. And sure enough, a day or two later, the doctor's nurse called me and said that my cholesterol level was high, and I already knew it because I had looked at the scan results. And what are these scan results? Well, it just helps you do quantum type of living. It provides a timely and costly way for you to collect information about you, yourself, your clients, your friends, your family, and help them get into some life-altering kind of decisions. What I found out about the blood test was that I also had some concerns about small blood cells, red blood cells, and the test results I had from the caregiver's office did not tell me that, but I knew this from the scan. So we all call it quantum living. We basically refer to it as quantum living. So what is that? Well, the objective is also for us to scan ourselves and simply do it very, very, there's not a whole lot of, it's non-invasive. Who told me about it? Well, my physician, not a physician, but a naturopath told me about it. And she had spent a lot of money on different kind of tests that she gave her patients. But this one really beat it all because it's very economical considering what she paid. And also it's very informative. It covers a lot of things. I'm surprised what all it covers. And so the scan is really a neat way to communicate with your body. You know things are going on in your body, and this just sort of quantifies it. The company that came up with the scan that I'm going to tell you about set up a blueprint of about 120,000 unique kind of frequencies. Our bodies operate on frequencies. We're electrically charged or we couldn't move. And so these frequencies have been cataloged and are known by this scan company and can help you keep control of your own body. So people say, I'm under the care of a dentist. I'm under the care of this. I'm under the care of that. Does your dentist spend each day with you watching your teeth, or your physician each day come to your house and check your teeth? No, they don't. They don't check your temperature or anything. You're under the care of them, but you're under the care of yourself. So this scanning program that I'm going to tell you about is not a program as much as it is it's a technology that has come into its own. It makes knowledge, makes you very much aware of your capabilities. So what does it consist of? Well, it comes in a couple of forms. It comes in either the size of a cell telephone or a tablet, and it's already set in there, and it's already the program set in there, and it starts telling you different things. For instance, I'm trying to get my computer turned around here. It can help you restore your sense of well-being. And since I've been using it, I have felt much more balanced and more at peace and have more harmony. At this point in time, I'm very excited about the fact that it's backed by science and technology, and it helps you balance, clear, and transmute your energetic effects. For instance, for balance, it helps facilitate balance in the presence of toxic energy. It helps you to clear. So I have some toxic feelings. I can do a clear, and I do toxic energy signatures that are identified and removed. It helps you to transmute, which is convert your energy into good energy. So not only does this particular program scan you, it also gives you an idea to put your body back in balance. So I'm going to send each of you or tell you about a website you can go to, and you can find out more information. This scan not only scans, you know, how you go. Someone goes and gets a lie detector test, and they can tell whether you're telling the truth or not. This can be done over the telephone, in which you put about 10 seconds of your voice on the telephone, and it gives you a printout of different things that are evident. It gives you the nice sounds that you need to hear and some beautiful songs. And also, they recommend that you have glasses that are different colors while you're listening to this. And I've been listening to it. It's really made me feel a lot better. So it had, they have bioresonance recognition, bioresonance comparison, and sympathy vibratory physics. I know it sounds like Greek, but I tell you what, it's just really endless. It's going to help you. You end up getting comprehensive reports, get a scan from the comfort of your home. You can receive immediate results. You can provide daily restorative care. And then you can run scans remotely. So you can do a scan remotely for your family, for your friends, and for patients if you have patients. So how does a scanner work? Well, it reads and interprets energy, frequency, vibration, and resonance signals so that you know what is going on inside your body. And I have a better feeling of what's going on inside my body compared to what I have been when I've gone to different caregivers, even my naturopath from time to time. So let me see, just a moment. So what in the world does energy have to do with well-being? Every cell in your body produces energy. When energy is too low, you feel lethargic and muddled. When energy is too high, then you feel hyper and chaotic. When energy is right, you feel like all your circuits are plugged in and switched on. So what are the frequencies and why do they matter? Well, you might ask yourself that question. Frequencies have to do with movement of energy from your cells to the brain. And the following matrix of communication, over 120,000 blueprint frequencies have been, they travel at a constant rate back and forth at the speed in your health, in your healthy bodies. So what does vibration have to do with anything? Well, vibration is the sound frequencies that make you, that may or may not be able to, you may or may not be able to hear them. Each cell broadcasts unique vibratory sound signatures describing everything in your body that's going on. So what is resonance? I mentioned resonance earlier. Resonance is an amplification of regular vibration through related cells, tissues, organs, and systems. Resonance can amplify good vibration cell by cell, and it can help, this system can help restore balance in your cells. So they do a quick scan, they do inner voice scans, they can do vital scans, complete scans, and a selfie. Well, what's a selfie? It's S-E-F-I. Let me just check here just a minute. I'm trying to do it on my computer here. Let's see. Well, a selfie scan allows you to know what you're capable of doing or having as a result. I've got stuff on Zoom if you want to see some pictures of some of my results. Or if you want to call me for a voice scan, I'd be glad to do that for you. So a person can get this by calling me at 609-533-1116. That number is 609-533-1116. Once again, 609-533-1116. And the website that you could go to find out more information is bodyenergy.info. BODYENERGY.info. My voice has been shaky from time to time, but it has improved over a period of time. So I'm pleased with that, even though I sometimes get stage fright. And I guess that's what I am now. But I, as I mentioned earlier, I told you I was a doctor. I was a doctor of education. And as a medical doctor would say, take one pill and call me in the morning, I can tell you right now, take one scan tonight and call me in the morning. Bon appel.
I love that. So I want to clarify what Vanna is offering to everybody, because this is what she actually provided to me in our conversations over the previous week. So Vanna said, well, Robert, do you want me to do a quick scan for you? And I thought, well, gosh, that sounds great. So it really just involved her asking me a series of very basic fundamental questions. What's your name? She needed to have my email, because they emailed me some wonderful reports as a result of the scan that was done on me. My birth date, my weight or my height, and that was about it.
And we then, did not ask you your blood type, no.
No, not blood type, but height, my height, how tall I am, and maybe what my weight is. But no, not my blood type, nothing really of that nature. And then basically what happened was she said, okay, talk for 10 seconds, anything, I guess. So I just talked as I am right now for 10 seconds. She said, okay, that's good. And then in my email, just I guess a few minutes later, I received this marvelous report. And as a part of that report, what happened was I was able to go in, and it said that it gave me a report of the notes, just as in a musical scale, that I happened to be low on or deficient in, and the notes that were very satisfactory. And in the report that Vanna did for me, the note that was deficient, in other words, the frequency that my body was lacking, was D sharp. So in the actual report that I received, I was able to click on this link right in the report, and I could listen to the sounds of D sharp, wonderful music sounds. It only lasted about 3 minutes or so, and I have to report, Vanna, very soothed by those sounds. In the report also, there were three companion notes that were supporting the D-sharp deficiency, and so I also listened to those as well. But the one sounds that I really resonated with was the D-sharp. So what happens is when we hear the sounds that our body needs, we really like hearing that, and when we hear the sounds that our body doesn't need, we don't like those sounds. So in summary, I guess also, obviously, this particular system involves much more deeper and elaborate kind of analyses if you want to go that far. But, Vanna,
I've only touched the surface of what it does, really. It really is
exactly.
Cool. When I heard my first sound that I needed to listen to, I started crying. And then they have colored glasses that you wear when you're listening to those sounds.
Right, and of course, I didn't have the advantage of I didn't have the light therapy or the recommended colors that I needed to also look at. So, yes, clearly this is involving much deeper and more elaborate scans. But when we say scan, I want to clarify the scan that she did for me involved simply my voice. It's a voice scan. And they've got this other technology that can also be used. So, Vanna, are you suggesting
once you get the system, there's a sense. There's an apparatus called a transducer, and it goes behind your back of your neck and goes to each ear, right over the ear, over that nerve. It's right there in the ear. And that's where it picks up the vibratory resonance there.
Cool.
I didn't need that for the voice one, but I needed it for the others.
Right. So that if you want to really get seriously involved, you can acquire some of this new technology. So, Vanna, if I could just clarify for listeners then, I found the service that you provided to me was wonderful. Is this something that you want to offer to anybody, and would there be a cost involved?
Well, yes, there is. Cost $5 million. No, not really. naturopath paid a lot of money for one that she had years ago, and she was raving at how much less expensive this was. It depends on whether they want to become a preferred customer or a quantum living advocate. And there's a difference. There's a difference between that. If they want the telephone looks just like a regular telephone, except it's loaded with this this particular software, and it also, I had just soon keep it separate from my cell telephone. So, if they want, I'd be glad to discuss the price with them if they want to know the price, and when they could just call me and I could tell them the price.
Right, right. But I guess my question is, if for people that are a bit confused over how in the world could you get any results that would help me from just a 10-second analysis of my voice, so what you did for me, is that little short brief scan and report that you provided to me through this system, is that something that you are also offering to other people at no cost?
Well, on a first time basis, yes, I would do that.
Okay, so what you're saying is, for people who are listening, if you'd like to be able to learn more about what this is all about, I would strongly suggest as a first step that, first of all, you contact Dr. Powell and connect in with her and let her provide you with that service that she provided to me, so you'll get just an idea of how sophisticated this platform is. I was, quite frankly, really impressed with the detail of what they provided. And also, it resonated with, I think this is exactly right. So I think you'll find just that quick 10-second analysis of your voice, the report that you'll get from that is really quite remarkable. And if you want to take that to the next step, obviously she'll be able to explain more about how that might unfold. So
it covers chakras and meridians and all kinds of things. It's just very informative. And it's based upon scientific research. Rife, R-I-F-E, is a man years ago that had a machine that's supposed to cure people of cancer. It's based upon that research and some Tesla research and all kinds of people. It's been used by chiropractors, naturopaths, all kinds of people that have traveled all over the world, and even like astronauts and cosmonauts. So it's something that sounds sort of weird and sounds sort of far-fetched, but it is based upon the energy from our body and how they saddle it and how they use it. I was amazed at how it worked, because some of the things it told me that when I did that major scan, which was I used a transducer on my ears, how did it know that I had beginnings of osteoporosis? Scanned me, and it could tell by scanning the nerve on the top of my ear. They refer to it as an AO scanner. You'll hear that, the AO scanner technology. And you'll see that all the information about it by going to bodyenergy.info. Bodyenergy.info. That's all one word. So,
Dr. Powell, now, do you currently experience any of the symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's?
Yes. I've been told I have it. I have a tremor in my right hand. My fingers are a bit stiff there, and that's about it.
But as I understand it, you're saying clearly you're feeling a lot better having now acquired and been using this particular technology.
Well, I have been, but I can't guarantee what everybody else is going to feel like. And also, the intention of this program is not to cure anybody. We've got to say that, too. It's not to cure anybody. So it's just to resonate on the frequencies.
So just for a spin of my own reaction to this new technology, new technologies are unfolding now more and more. I think there's only 5,000 of these in the United States, so it's very, very new to the U.S. That's probably why you have never heard about this. As I have said repeatedly, maybe on almost every one of these support group gatherings, in my very strong opinion, based on my research, the future of medicine is the delivery of the frequencies that the body needs to receive, either through light or through sound or through kinesthetic vibration. So this is a technology that is doing just exactly that. I can see that in the future.
So you can be a preferred customer and get the scanner and subscribe to the service. They have a service of so much per month, which I would explain to everybody, or you can become what they call a QLA, which is quantum Living Advocate. And there is a chance to earn money there, too, if you want to earn some money from the comfort of your home and use your telephone and your TV and your computer to earn money if you want. So there's an opportunity to be an affiliate with this program. That is listed in the website, and you can go ahead and look at that, too.
So, Dr. Powell, for people who want to pursue this opportunity to learn more about how this platform might enable them to heal from the inside out using energy medicine, please, if you would, provide one more time your phone number and how people might be able to get in touch, maybe also through your email.
Okay. Vauna. One, V-A-U-N-A, Vauna 1 at AOL.com. So that's V as in Victor or vodka, which I like to use. It's a lot less boring than Victor. It's V-A-U-N-A, Vauna 1, like the number 1 at AOL.com. The telephone number is 609-533-1116. Once again, it's 609-533-1116, and the website is bodyenergy.info. And if you have difficulty getting that one to come up, just go ahead and put your HD, you know, the signature in the front. What's that called? But I think it'll come through just by putting in bodyenergy.info. And pretty much everything I said is there, except I might have left some out. But anyway, I've had a really exciting time even working with this, because I've shared it with some other people, and it's been very favorably received, just like Dr. Rogers. He seemed to be very impressed. Did you look at the whole report down to the very end?
Oh, I did. I read every little bit of it and found it to be really interesting, Vauna. And what I really want to just say to everyone is, if you're looking for something really interesting, this is certainly something to pursue, and that's exactly what I found. My curiosity was piqued, and, of course, the real question that you want to ask yourself is, okay, fine, they're giving me this report back. Does this really resonate with me? Is this what my body needs? And my response was, well, that they really hit the target. for a 10-second analysis of my voice, I thought it was really something that was helpful. And by the way, I have listened to those sounds almost every day since you did them last week, Vauna, and I found it to be very healing. So, great. It's great. Really wonderful. Yes, I've really benefited, I think, personally from that. And I guess I can, if I step back and people might wonder, well, what was it that really was helpful? What I began to realize when I started listening to the frequencies, that the D-sharp frequencies that my body was deficient in, that I was spending all day long developing the courses, doing work, but I really wasn't doing very much for myself. In other words, it's sort of called self-care. What was I doing for myself? Nothing. I was talking to people, doing consultations, writing blogs, doing telephone interviews, talking to people all day long. And so what I really realized is, well, wait a minute, I've got to have a little more balance in my life. I can't just go out and put out all day long. So it was really very insightful in that I never stopped to realize, well, wait a minute, I've got to have a better balance in my life, as what I, of course, I recommend to everybody in my audience. It's like balance is important. And here I am, a person who is not really very well balanced. It's all I'm doing is working every day, 10 hours a day, Monday through Sunday. So I realized, no, let's step back and do some self-care. So that's sort of, Vonna, for your information, something that was revealed to me from that very brief kind of a report. And I guess I'm encouraging everyone, just as a question of curiosity, connect with Vonna, let her do exactly what she did for me, so you can see the report and see if this particular option resonates with you or not.
Well, definitely. Did you listen with earphones to your music?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, definitely so. Yeah, you told me that was important.
Isn't that very moving?
Oh, it is. It is. It, very much so. I love the sounds. Well, Vonna, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, not only to connect with me and introduce this to me and let me see what it was all about, but for offering to all members of the audience to be able to acquaint them with this particular new technology. So thank you for being a pioneer of recovery.
I appreciate your inviting my shaky voice. My voice is getting better.
It is. It is. Thank you, Vonna, again. You're
a true
blessing for
really.
Everyone, of course.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we've got a couple of people who called in, and it is our custom, of course, in our support group gatherings. I always want to connect in, say hello. If I connect in with you and you're here just to listen, not really to talk or share any experiences or ask about topics or ask questions, then just say, oh, just here to listen, thank you, or whatever. But let me first connect in with Bill and say, hello, Bill. So how are you?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's not raining today, so our moods are a little bit lifted. Yeah, it's a good day.
I'm, as far as my personal situation, I'm focusing on this stem cell clinical trial that I'm participating in, and I guess I'm about a third of the way into it, so it'd be a little premature for me to get into too much detail about it, but it I can tell you from an overall standpoint, it really seems to be helping, so I think these people are really onto something.
Oh, that's so exciting. My God. That is so you are a third of the way through. So how many more months do you have left to be able to go through to the grand finale of the study? 4 months or 6 months?
I would say probably closer to six, because I think the last time I have to, it's in Houston. So I have to, I'm in Los Angeles. So I have to travel there. And I think the last trip I have to take is September or October of this year. So. Like I said, I'm about a third of the way done.
Wow. So really, this has been a huge commitment for you to travel that very long distance. Obviously, these are challenging times for anybody to travel on an airplane. But traveling, going to Houston, getting these new innovative therapies, and what you're saying is, at this point, it looks like it's really been worth the effort.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as you say, it's quite a commitment. The traveling is the really annoying part, but it's just, I mean, there's no other way. It's a phase two. It's in phase two now, and there are 45 participants, which is not a huge number, but it's enough so that I think when they come up with results, probably at the end of this year, it'll be sufficient to really move into something heavy duty for the phase three.
Well, that is really exciting. What I can report to everyone is I've done a great deal of research in my life when I served as a professor, a lot of survey work. And what I was able to see is when you do survey work, you can see at the very beginning of the survey, like for the first 20 or so responses, you can see what the result is going to be. It's really interesting. So if the actual, whatever the intervention or treatment is, if it's going to be successful, You do not have to have a study that has 1,000 subjects. You can really see at the very beginning whether or not it's going to work or not. So a lot of people feel like, oh, the only reason why a study is going to be valid is you've got to have a large sample size. But what the only reason for that is the larger the sample size, the easier it is to get statistical significance. That's the only reason why larger sample sizes really make a difference. So your sample size, I think, is all you really need to be able to step back and see when we see the results, okay, that's going to be a pretty good estimate of what you would get if you had a sample size of 1,000 subjects and a very aggressive study. So I would say this is really encouraging, and I'm so glad you're telling us about your experience. I look forward to what they finally publish at the conclusion of this phase.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, pretty positive, because from the phase one, there were no adverse reactions to the treatment. There were, everybody said that there were at least a marginal improvement, if not more significant improvement, so that they were encouraged to go to the phase two, which I'm doing now, and I anticipate equally good results here. So I'm very excited. I think it's really got great possibilities for Parkinson's and down the road for other neurological conditions. So
that's so exciting, Bill. I just have to say, you know, when you look at the treatment therapies available when it comes to medications, those, of course, have a lot of side effects. But
right.
It sounds like this, the encouraging part of this is not only does it look like it's going to be effective, but you're not going to have the problem of those side effects. So it doesn't get better than that.
Right, exactly. And none of the phase one people reported anything of a side effect, negative side effect nature. And I, in my own personal case, I mean, I've had one infusion of the stem cells, and other than responding favorably to it, I mean, nothing, no nausea, no headaches, no nothing. So in my case,
wow.
It's perfectly benign.
My goodness, that really is exciting to me. I know I've had conversations with a number of people just in the previous week or two, and the conversations go something like this. The person will say, well, I refuse to take any medications. And, of course, it's an option that everybody can consider and either accept or refuse. But then when I explore, well, so you say you don't want to do the medications. Why are you so hesitant? And the answer is, well, I've read the side effects, and one of them is death. So I'm thinking, well, I can understand why somebody would be hesitant to actually take medications, although the probability of that is very low. The great thing about the pharmaceutical industry is a lot of people are very critical of them, but the good thing about them is when they do their studies, they do document all the side effects. So you
yes.
can see everything that they have found. But they don't bury that. They report everything, and some of it's pretty scary stuff, but I think what they're able to do for the people potentially who elect those options is they can say, okay, look, here's what we have to offer, and if you look, these are what our studies report would be possible side effects. So just as a heads up, look at these, and if you feel like you're willing to, if that's an acceptable risk for you, then go ahead and take that. But it looks like for the stem cells, what they're finding is they're not documenting any of those side effects. So it may be at the point when this might be FDA approved, that they'll wind up saying, look, oh, this is a therapy that we look at very favorably, and it doesn't have the kind of side effects that the medicines do.
Right, and that's ideal, of course, as you say. So, I'm very encouraged, and I hope, you know, I'll keep you updated every month just as I know more, because I everybody's a separate case. I mean, I don't know the other 44 people. I'm not allowed to talk to them. They don't want us comparing notes, obviously. But at some point, I'll be able to do that. And it'd be very interesting to see if other people's experiences are similar to mine, which they probably are.
Oh, really? And, Bill, what you could do, too, is that's going to be down the line, obviously, when you get to the conclusion of the study. But if you have a chance to meet some of these other people, ask them if they would like to be guests on Parkinson's Recovery Radio along with you. so you can talk about your experiences. That would be wonderful.
Sure.
We're here now just talking about this for the Parkinson's Recovery membership. So that's a limited number of persons who have joined in and look at the member websites. But, of course, the global audience has many thousands of people, so we can spread the word. And if you don't find anybody who'd like to be able to talk about their experience, obviously you could just be the single guest.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm willing to. I'm a believer, so.
Great. Well, that's very exciting. I don't know how to thank you enough, Bill. Thank you so much for letting us know about all this.
Sure, and I'll keep you posted as things move along.
Great. Sounds wonderful. Thank you for connecting in and letting us give an update.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Bill. We have one more caller. Again, I just want to check in, see if you'd like to have some updates here or ask some questions or have topics you want to discuss. And the control panel says Raphael from Newark, New Jersey. So, Raphael, are you there? Looks like not. My guess is you've just connected in through your phone. So I just wanted to connect in, open up the line, see if you had anything you wanted to discuss or topics or questions you wanted to ask. So let me check and see in terms of the chat room if we've got anybody who's written anything you'd like for us to discuss or address. And the Q&A, looks like we don't have anything there that's also been entered as something important. So by way of summary, we've had a wonderful presentation by Dr. Vonna Pal, and she's offered to all of you the opportunity to connect in with her and get a quick voice analysis profile that will then generate for you an analysis of the frequencies that your body is strong in and deficient in, which, again, I found to be very, very interesting. And, again, I just by way of summary, I know that this is the wave of the future. This is where medicine is headed. And so these are the preliminary innovators out there creating some platforms for people to be able to heal from the inside out. And the other reason I really like the idea that Dr. Powell had presents to us is this is something that you can treat yourself with every day. So instead of getting just a one-shot kind of a treatment, as we would get, for instance, if we went to a chiropractor or a person who does acupuncture, this is something that we can give ourselves continuous immersions of the frequencies that we are deficient in. And again, that's what brings our body back into full balance. So I'm excited about this platform, and I plan on acquiring the system here or when my bank account allows so that I can actually take advantage of this, as can my family. So I just want to say I'll be learning more about it as well. So please do contact Dr. Powell. See what you can discover in terms of what the report generates, and see if you don't, like me, also get really interested and excited about the potential for how the delivery of frequencies that our body needs to have to support healing from the inside out can really help us be able to address whatever symptoms we currently experience. So again, medicine of the future is here. This is a new platform. It's obviously untried, untested. But as Dr. Powell mentions, the research behind it is very well established after decades and decades of wonderful research evidence that indicates that these frequencies really can enable the body to come back into full and complete balance and harmony. And that's what's happening here on the, you guessed it, shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are, of course, smart. All the men are, of course, handsome. And all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are a Parkinson's Recovery member, that you have been listening to this quite interesting presentation by Dr. Powell and also these wonderful and encouraging reports from Bill, that indeed you are traveling down the road to recovery successfully in your own way, in your own time, using your own innate wisdom and guidance to make the best choices that you need to make in order to, again, bring your body back into full and complete harmony. So thank you so much for being a supporter of our work here at Parkinson's Recovery. Don't forget to connect in to the member websites every single day. We've got 11 of them, where you can connect in and you can laugh out loud, which, as you know, makes dopamine. We've got some wonderful meditations that I just posted today on the site for next week on fear. And of course, fear is something that aggravates these symptoms. And so we're suggesting, well, here are the sources of fear, and this is what you can actually do about it. So please do, as a member, check into those member websites. It's one of those kinds of things that will make a big difference in terms of your being able to celebrate a relief from whatever symptoms you currently experience. So again, thank you for being a part of what we are doing here in terms of declaring to our global audience that, yes, indeed, it is indeed possible for anyone to celebrate relief from whatever symptoms they currently experience. May you have a marvelous month. We look forward to connecting with each and every one of you at the end of next February, the last Sunday at 12 noon. If you need me for any reason, remember, please email me or call me. I am here for you. My phone number, my cell is 360-789-1658. Thanks so much. Look forward to connecting. Many blessings.